Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
I quickly realized that something was going on. There was this troubling undercurrent. During training camp, Wes Welker makes his beeline over to me and grabs me by the shoulders. He says, "Brandon, your locker's in between Gronk and Aaron Hernandez. Now, Aaron, he's gonna fondle his genitalia in front of you. He's gonna talk about bathing with his mom. You just gotta ignore it. You gotta ignore it." It was like Wes has seen a ghost, the way he was looking at me.
You know, I thought Aaron was a good kid. I had a locker right next to him, tried to help him, tried talking to him, but at the same time, I don't know, it was pretty glaring that there were issues.
That was Brandon Lloyd and Wes Welker from the Dynasty Apple TV docuseries, where the latest episode goes through the players and their concerns with Aaron Hernandez and the bizarre nature of some of the things he said, which in hindsight are something that fall in line with someone who becomes a sociopath or a serial killer or both. So I also think back to that Giants loss in the second Super Bowl in Indy, Super Bowl 46.
Yeah.
And is it in a weird way better that they didn't win that game, where you have Aaron Hernandez scoring a touchdown celebration? Like, that would have been far more memorialized if they win that game. Like, it's just
what if he catches the Hail Mary?
Right.
Because he's there, and then Gronk comes in to kind of try to scoop it up. But what if he catches the Hail Mary, they win the Super Bowl? You're right. That gets harder to scrub because they scrubbed him. As soon as he was gone, he was removed from, like, everything, or they tried to.
Yeah, it was, they had that tie-back jersey.
Yes, and if it's harder to do, if you won a Super Bowl, and he's, like, the image of the win of the Super Bowl.
I mean, obviously, in the moment, we all didn't want them to lose
that game. Well, we didn't
know
he's a murderer.
And so...
I never knew. People always ask, like, that question. No, I didn't know he was a murderer. Did I ever think, like, Brandon Lloyd I had more strange interactions with than I did Aaron Hernandez.
The same people who are the person on the street interviewed by Channel 4 when the guy on 62 Chestnut is found to have murdered his family. They say, oh, Bill always seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
That's what everybody says, because the whole purpose of people, whether it's Darren Sharper, who was this despicable rapist, or if it's Aaron Hernandez, a serial killer, you don't want people to know your predilection.
Are you telling me if I'm creeped out by somebody or I fear them that I shouldn't, that it's the people I'm not creeped out by that I don't fear that I should fear?
No, there are dumb criminals. There are people that are, you know.
So like when Corey Dillon made me feel uncomfortable, was that just or was I unjust? Well,
No, just another guy the Patriots made clear to me was a wacko bad guy. But, you know, I always think back to this, too. Like, I'm just fascinated by the Madoff Ponzi scheme. Like, I watched Wizard of Lies, phenomenal, I think, HBO. And there was a great Netflix three-part series recently on that last year or the year before. And everybody, and the whistleblower is a Greek-American from Boston. Who he's great. He did a 60 Minutes interview on it, and he's a brilliant guy who was tasked with finding out why they were losing all this business to this Madoff guy whose funds were bringing in this money that they couldn't figure out. And he's this guy was a brilliant mathematician who found an algorithm that said it would have been like Ted Williams hitting 800 for the whole career. Like, it was statistically impossible. But in hindsight, things are so clear. Like, you can go back, and Madoff's maybe, like, you know, he didn't ever actually make a trade, but, like, he was the head of the NASDAQ. Like, he devoted his life to creating this ruse. Jeffrey Epstein, you know, these people are, you know, might have worked for the Mossad and the CIA, but they were tasked with making it seem they were something they were not.
So I can't believe I got snookered like that.
Like, Malcolm Gladwell has a great thing on this, where he said, the reason why we are trusting people is that evolutionarily, we only grow when you can trust your neighbor. That's like back when we needed other people to do things.
Right.
We all grow as trusting people, which is why criminals always have an advantage, because they have something that the other person says, wait, why would they? This person is the prince of, you know, of Morocco. And he says, I want to have, you know, I need $300 to, you know, and somebody, grandma in Dubuque says, okay, because that's how we have been created over
thousands
of
years. And then we watch the documentary and say, how could you be so stupid?
Right.
Did you watch Abducted in Plain Sight?
Oh, which one is that?
The really creepy one about the, like, he abducts the daughter, but then he's obsessed with her, wants to marry her, and, like,
maybe
there's
not.
Weirdness throughout the entire family. If not, you should. It's on Netflix. It's a little older. Rich Keefe put me on it. It's the most uncomfortable thing I've ever watched.
Okay.
Literally the most but in that, I'm watching and saying, what are you, some kind of moron? How is step A happening, step B happening, step C? And it's what you're talking about. People are generally trusting. I think that's why a lot of these sometimes take place in, like, church groups, not to paint with a broad brush, but these groups of communal trust.
Right.
Where one person infiltrates it and takes advantage of it.
Right. And you want to trust someone. You want to believe that they have your best.
I don't really like people.
I mean, I might be on your side of the street a bit, but I at our core.
But you just told me that if I think a guy's creepy, trust him. And if I think he's not creepy, don't trust him.
Right. Go to the guy that strikes you as a...
I know what to do.
You know what Wiggy's advice this week was? I never thought of it. He said that whenever he's out with his wife or his daughter or kids and he's, you know, trying to make sure it's safe, he looks at the guy's shoes. Criminals have bad shoes, according to Wiggy. That if they don't take care of their shoes, there's something off. So, I mean, hey, what do you do at TSA? Take your shoes off.
I had holes in my shoes.
Oh, God. Can you please get a metal detector, Joe? Adam in Framingham, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Curtis, real quick. How about Sam Kennedy, huh? Getting him away from our baseball team. What a day. All right. Real quick. On the dynasty.
Yes, sir.
Two takeaways from me. The first part, being a Patriot fan for those 20 years, it just reminded me. It was like the greatest thing in the world. It was literally like cheating and murder and relentless winning, and Bill with the hoodie and being the villain of the country. It was like, it's just the greatest. Every Patriot fan should watch it. I'm not being spun. I love Bill. I really don't care. Two, what a scumbag Guerrero is. In the third one, right, when he shows up, I know he already had a relationship, but he flew right in when Tom was at his lowest point. Tom was sick. He said he was skinny. he weasels right in. Guerrero helps him rebuild the knee with the massaging and everything else. And it's like, that's what these weasels do. They come in at the lowest point. Man, I'll tell you, Curtis, don't forget that he ended up following, having Deepak Chopra follow him around with a camera and making a movie about him when he was a quarterback for the Patriots. So, I mean,
Adam, just on that note, I mean, Bill Belichick, how many documentaries did he have on him when he was coaching the Patriots?
He had a couple with his guy Kenny Rogers.
They're equally to blame. Equally to blame. But just they're both amazing. They're both, you watch, like, the mental toughness, the two of them. I don't know. I love it. I love them both. And I think Guerrero looks like a scumbag. I can see how Bill despised him. I mean, I don't know. What a circle Tom put around him. I didn't like it. I thought he changed, too. I thought there was enough blame to go around. That's all.
Yeah,
that's a good point by Adam, though. What we're just talking about, swooping in at your lowest moment. And Guerrero is clearly a...
Oh, shyster.
Whatever that is. Con artist, takes advantage of opportunities, manipulates situations to his advantage.
He was selling people with terminal cancer.
Right.
That he could cure them, which is about as evil of an activity you can commit. In just awful, yes.
So it's interesting that he did swoop in at that time. Now, I'm also not saying, like, I think he did a good job. I actually think what he did helped Tom over the next 15 years of his career. Like, I think there was value to it, but he took full advantage and maximized that for his own reality, too.
You know, it just came to me here. Tom, what was Guerrero's big term with Tom? What was the word?
Pliability.
Okay. You know what Tom has always been? Malleable.
Oh, yeah.
He is a guy who has been able to be taken, reshaped, and led by others.
It's my great theory of all time. Tom Brady, who is theoretically the alpha male of the planet. Like, everybody looks at him like he's the greatest of all time leader, football, toughness. I think he was basically managed by his sisters growing up. Then Bill Belichick took over.
And his dad.
And his dad, like his family. But I think his sisters played an interesting role. If you read some things and like the way they kind of, he grew up in a girl house.
Right.
And then Bill Belichick took over when he got to the NFL. And he was putty in Bill's hands. Non-diva quarterback. I can manipulate this guy sitting in the limo after the first Super Bowl. Like, I think he manipulated him for years. Then I think Giselle and Guerrero started to take over, and I don't know how they worked together or against each other, but I do believe he has been molded by those around him more than you would think the ultimate winner, alpha male guy would be.
He has been, people say he was the victim at Michigan. You know, he's been the sixth round pick, the underdog. He has been...
The underdog. I love that. But, had a throwing coach in, like, fifth grade.
Right. I mean, listen, he grew up...
I saw my sports psychologist on spring break in seventh grade.
Well, hey, don't rip the sports psychologist. But, no, Tom Brady was so fortunate, in hindsight, now that you see the puzzle, to have been put into these positions where he needed to build leadership. Like, it wasn't easy to him. He was not always... Oh, yeah. Like, when you're at Michigan... And you are, I mean, we all know Tom, what were Tom's sisters the most? Competitive. Mm-hmm. All type A athletes.
Right.
So he has been, that gene was inherent. And then you have the fighting for the opportunity with the golden boy in Drew Henson. Then you have fighting for the opportunity with the golden boy, Drew Bledsoe. Then you're fighting for the opportunity to win against the new golden boy that's on the Colts, Peyton Manning.
Right.
I mean, and then it's Mahomes. I mean, that.
But Tom was a golden boy, too.
No, he wasn't off the bat.
I mean, he was drafted in baseball and was the scholarship quarterback at Michigan. If you knew that kid, you'd think he's the ultimate chosen one golden boy athlete, correct? Right. If he came from anywhere in Massachusetts, he might be the greatest athlete that ever lived in this state. And we pretend that he came from nowhere drafted scholarship athlete
at
Michigan.
Why were there 198 players taken before him?
Because that happens. But, like, he went to Michigan on a scholarship.
The golden boy is Peyton Manning, who from birth... Father was in the NFL.
So you don't agree that being drafted in Major League Baseball and being a scholarship quarterback at Michigan could be described as being a golden boy coming out of high school?
Well, like, I mean, there was a kid in Sherman named Pat Bresnahan who played at Arizona State and went and played briefly in the major leagues.
Okay.
His wife now, I grew up down the road from, went to BC. Like, he was always the most talented.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think people refer to him as the golden boy. He was a great player who made it to the big leagues from a small town, but... The golden boy to me is Patrick Mahomes, son of a professional athlete, a guy that gets in the 10th pick in the draft, is with the best offensive mind in NFL history and has the opportunity. He's the face of the league. I think the Tom Brady golden boy came when he won his third Super Bowl in 4 years.
Okay. I mean, I think when you have those credentials that he established in high school, you're the chosen one, you're a golden boy, you're a marquee.
He's not even the best baseball player in his high school.
Yes, I know that. I'm just taking any. If you just said player X was drafted in Major League Baseball and is the quarterback at Michigan, he's one of the greatest athletes that ever came from wherever he came from.
Well,
that's just the reality.
I love that you brought up baseball because I teased it earlier. This is the best battle I've had in my mind in a very long time. Who is being run worse? Who looks worse today? The Boston Red Sox or the New England Patriots? We'll get into the grades that came out. The week that was at spring training, all that with your call, 617-779-7937. But here's Braverman with what's trending.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How would spending $20 million for a starting pitcher this season jeopardize future wins?
How would it jeopardize future wins? Well, I would imagine in the theoretical situation, you're saying this is a one-year contract and $20 million.
Or say it's 4 years, $80 million.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you would have to look at what is the productivity into the future and, you know, is whatever the price point that you would speak to, is that the best use of those dollars in the future or can they be repurposed for more wins at that time?
Ken and Curtis, Ken will be back next week. Got something going on today, but all is good. That was Craig Breslow with the Greg Hill Show yesterday morning. And my favorite, I don't know what it is, but there's something about getting a guy from Yale to repeat your question that makes me feel really happy. Craig Breslow had
BC one, Yale zero.
Take that. What are the Yale? What are they? The
Ivy schools.
Bulldogs.
I know Yale is in the Ivy League, Joe. Good God. Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
Yeah. So Boston College is in the...
What would win between an eagle and a bulldog?
Ooh-hoo.
I got the eagle.
Well, the eagle's endangered. You got to protect it. So that was the Red Sox. We've been talking about the Patriots for the majority of the show. Today, which organization is in a better place, and which organization do you trust more?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Better place? I'm going to say the Patriots simply because they have $100 million to spend that I assume they're going to spend and not save because much like the Red Sox, they tried to clean up a bad comment and only offered up another bad comment. I think burning cash is less stupid than saving cash in the National Football League. But they have $100 million and they have the number 3 pick in the draft. They have the 34th pick. Like they... even if they luck into it, there's the opportunity for a number of really good players to be arriving in the next 2 months, right? Like, even if they kind of screw it up, you might just accidentally hit on a few really good players. The Red Sox, I don't know what they're doing. Like, I would love to buy into what Breslow just kind of alluded to, like the future's really bright. I don't know that it is. I don't really see this. The Orioles are a perfect example of what I guess the Red Sox want to be. Bad, bad, bad pick. Now, they were different because they picked, like, number one overall. Now they have locked and loaded, ridiculous, stupid talent. It's like every year somebody from the Orioles is going to win Rookie of the Year, right?
Right.
I would say that's the best-case scenario for the Red Sox. Like, that's what they're dreaming of.
Right. They had a guy that they said was great at that who did that for 3 years, and they fired him.
Correct. And never have I been more wrong than the Craig Breslow introductory press conference, like change from Bloom to Breslow. I think I was drunk on just change there. I wanted right. Bloom out so bad. I was on the air with Rich. I was with Rich Keefe, and he was mocking it. And I was like, no, he keeps saying they're going to acquire people and make tough decisions. Yeah. And I hooked on the word acquire. I thought they were going to be acquiring people.
Well, you found out he's an acquired taste.
and I don't like it. It's terrible. So, and I don't.
Has there ever been a bigger downer than when you first tried beer? You're like, this is what everybody likes.
That's a long ways back.
Like, beer is great.
I like it.
You like beer?
Yeah, I do.
I mean,
I don't know if it's taste or if it's just, that idea that when you drink a beer, it implies you're relaxing.
Right.
Whether you're at the ballpark, you finished the lawn, right. Whatever it may be.
When you throw the lime in the Corona?
Yes, sure. But beer, you're right. When you first taste it, is not good.
Like, I waited for me, like 15 years to try this thing, and this is the payoff.
It's an acquired taste, as they say.
Anyway.
But no, I think the Patriots are in a better place. Who do I trust more? Can I say neither?
Okay.
Or is that not
that's not an
actually,
option.
Actually, no, Patriots.
Oh,
because the one person I kind of trust.
They could take the guy out of Patriots Football Weekly, but they can't take the Patriots Football Weekly out of the guy.
Hear me. There's probably some truth to that. Hear me out. Elliot Wolf is legitimately an NFL general manager.
Wow.
Like, is
what a moment.
But don't you think, like, he's worked for multiple organizations. He worked for his dad, who was great at his job. Nepotism works in the NFL. Ask Sean McVay. He's the hottest thing going.
Okay. You know, I
who's a better GM, Breslow or Wolf?
We don't know if Wolf is
a GM. No, but based on their track record.
But there is no track record of Elliot Wolf.
Well, there is.
What?
He's worked for multiple organizations.
Right. Chaim Bloom worked for the Rays. Didn't rub off on him.
Right, but the multiple part I like.
But I think
Craig Breslow worked for the Cubs, right?
You make fair points. I'm not saying that Elliot Wolf it shouldn't be.
This is minuscule. I'm trying to differentiate him. You made me pick.
Do my eyebrows look like Leo from Seinfeld? Do I look mad? I'm not mad.
You look a little mad, like you want to pounce on me.
No,
Then I inherently get defensive, and I'm going to pounce back, and we're going to have a freaking honey badger brawl.
No pouncing. I think you make great points. I would just simply say, you're right. Neither is in a enviable position.
Do you not trust Okay, can we do a quick ranking or whatever?
Okay.
So let's try to pair them up. So we have John Henry and the Crafts. Okay. We have Elliot Wolf, Craig Breslow. And we have Alex Cora, Gerard Mayo. So is that the power structure? Do we need to mix in a Sam Kennedy with a somebody else for the
Dexter
Patriots?
Says gin tastes a lot worse. Speaking of acquired,
they're all bad. Most alcohols are kind of gross,
but it also was a much shorter ride to get where you wanted to be.
Like the whole when whiskeys and bourbons became this huge thing, I was like, I think I'm gonna get into bourbon. It seems like a cool thing, and then you start drinking it, I don't like this.
Is that
I don't
the one that was like
this.
Bullet? Is Bullet a bourbon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gross.
It is gross. But why do people like it?
Because it gets you gets you bombed.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway,
carry
so
on.
So of the list that I just made, right, and you're picking people.
Wait,
you
do it one more time. I'm sorry. I'm a bad listener.
Crafts, Henry, Breslow, Wolf, Cora, Mayo.
Those, all of those separate?
Sort of like right now, of all of them, who would you have, if I make you plug your nose and pick one that you have the most faith in for like now, right now?
Okay, I know this is going to be laughably,
There's only two options in my mind.
Okay, I have trust in John Henry.
Didn't see that coming.
To build the champion in a different way, because he has. I have no faith in the Crafts or the Patriots to do that.
Okay, but how can you have faith in a guy that's not trying?
Because he is someone.
It's like picking a marathon winner who admitted, I'm just going to walk. Right. Well, I guess I shouldn't pick you to win the marathon.
You're exactly right. Today, it
he's walking. He strolled through. Were you there or was that last week?
No.
When he did his stroll through?
I wasn't there, but I saw him.
Didn't have a care in the world.
Greg was hanging out with Linda and John Henry on a bus last night. So God knows how that ended up. But here's why I say that. Today, you're right. It looks awful. He's gotten off the track. He's not even racing. He's just parked his car and he's just hanging out.
When do you start the sales pitch on me?
I have the Patriots without Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Are the laughing stock of the sports world. They are F minus. They are D. There is zero evidence. They never won 12 games without him. They've never hosted a playoff. They've hosted one playoff game without Tom Brady. The Patriots are tumbleweeds without the greatest player of all time. Right. I have no idea, but I know in the future, but I know that with Theo Epstein, Ben Cherington, and Dave Dombrowski, with John Farrell, Terry Francona, and Alex Cora, they have won a championship. They have done it in more different ways. The Patriots have zero evidence of being able to come anywhere near contention without the greatest player of all time.
It's a fair argument. I don't know if you give a little sliver of Kraft faith for 96, even though they inherited Bill Parcells, so there's also that dynamic there. Because just to be fair, in the totality of their ownership, they went to a different Super Bowl.
Right.
It blew up in their faces.
They inherited what many would argue a top three coach in the history of the sport.
People would argue that?
Bill Parcells? Look at his tree.
Whew. I don't care about his tree. I'm talking about him. I would not have him
top
in my 10.
Top, he's okay, a Hall of Fame coach. Okay. They inherited a Hall of Fame
coach.
And
so is Tony Dungy.
Yeah, that did break.
There's some guys in the Hall of Fame that aren't Hall of Famers.
That's true. But winning a Super Bowl with Jeff Hostetler is pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. No, I think Bill is a good coach. I don't know that he's the greatest of all time or in that top three or four. I would put Elliott Wolf atop my list, and it's more for the here and for the now. It's just, and it's a little bit like having faith in the unknown, the potential, the young quarterback versus the old quarterback. However, you know, would you have more faith in Justin Fields or the guy they take number three overall? For me, it'd be three overall just because I'm hoping that his potential hits rather than Fields, where I'm like, eh, I've seen him not hit.
The Patriots have a great crew together for a Powerball.
Like somebody says we talk too much on the radio.
Oh, you know, it's a good point.
We should just stop for a little while.
I've always thought silence is golden. So the reasons that you have an opportunity to be right is that they are going to spend, because unlike in baseball, they have to.
Right.
So they will be spending.
Well, he did say save, which was, again, following up a dumb comment with a dumber comment.
Right. Oh, who are you talking about?
Elliott Wolf.
Yeah, well.
In cleaning up Gerard Mayo's mess, he said, we might save.
That's, so.
Craig Breslow was like, that's a good idea. I like this Wolf guy down in Foxborough. We should get together sometime.
We were talking about this during the break, but in regards to Sam Kennedy saying liar or break even, if the guy who's paid to make you look better requires a cleanup crew,
right,
maybe he shouldn't be promoted. Just my point of view, but that's a warning sign. There are warning signs all over the Patriots and the Red Sox. However,
so the Celtics are the answer.
If you get out,
Brad Stevens.
I know. The Celtics are so good.
They're good. Brad Stevens, who we all thought was holding a seat and then going to go to college basketball, appears to be some really good general manager, president of basketball operations.
Right. I'll have what Wick's having. Like, but
except for that comedy that he made about his life.
Hey, the Greg Hill Show supports
did you
all
watch
things.
It?
I will never say a bad thing about Wick. Wick's the man.
I didn't say anything bad about Wick. It's the show I watched. I was told it was a comedy, and I didn't laugh.
Well, you know what? It's an acquired taste, just like everything else we've
been
talking about.
If I had a few Miller Lights,
they had one of
the
guys from Two and a Half Men on it. It must be funny.
Now, that was a funny show.
Could Two and a Half Men come out today? I don't know.
No chance.
Let's go.
Loved that show.
So, all right. So I'm firmly.
Charlie Sheen's girlfriends in that were one smoke show after another.
Yeah. Sheen, he was in this room at the peak of his height, of his popularity with, like in the middle of the night when I was working here for the DA show. He
really?
Came in after so Charlie Sheen performed at BU, I don't know if it's the Aganis, but, and Toucher and Rich went to go back when they had a show that liked each other. they went to the event, and I was with DA, who was ending at 11 p.m., and I was told, you know, might want to hang around, and Charlie Sheen comes in here ripping butts for 2 hours talking. And they replayed it. It was wild.
Was this after his downfall when he was winning and he was?
During the downfall. This was at his peak of craziness. So wild night. But I am on the side of the. I believe the Red Sox are in a better... I trust the Red Sox to be able to get out of this abyss in a way that I don't trust the Patriots.
Where were you last week?
Hey, let me just tell you. Will Fleming.
You can take the Curtis out of Fort Myers, but you can't take the Fort Myers out of Curtis.
Well, Ken's not here. Somebody has to be a Sox honk. Let's go to Mike in Malden. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
You just mentioned Wick. I would take a bullet for Wick Grosbeck, but I would cheer on the shooter of Robert Kraft and John Henry. I despise both of these guys. But the Red Sox are in such a significantly better place than the Patriots. Like, wildly better place. Let's look at, 80% of first-year head coaches in the NFL fail. Okay, the Red Sox know that they have a decent manager in Flora. Red Sox have young weapons on offense. They have young weapons on offense. The Patriots have nothing. That roster has nothing. They're a wing, a hope, and a prayer. And they're praying everything breaks right. And they hit some wild lottery. And by the way, can we back up a minute? Do I hate this stupid thing on Apple TV, the Bob Kraft apology tour? I'm a self-made businessman. No, you're not. You married into a rich woman's family. Let's gloss over the part where you didn't want to pay Lawyer Malloy and Bill Parcells left, not only because you took the draft away, but because you didn't want to pay Curtis Martin. Let's just skip all those parts, and let's make Bob Kraft look as glossy and wonderful as possible. It's disgusting. I despise that man, and that team is going to hell.
So he said the Patriots are banking on a wing and a prayer, but that the Red Sox are well set up. With players that are playing in Portland, not in Boston, and as you said, at best have like a 20% hit rate. We've all learned over the years all the names we fell in love with when we'd never ever seen them play baseball that we fell in love with and then never made it anywhere. Guys that were included in trades and didn't blow up anywhere else for the most part. Whereas the Patriots, who there is prayer involved with the Patriots, but we just saw in Houston, if you take the right quarterback, who might not even be considered the best quarterback, C.J. Stroud. Everybody wanted Bryce Young. It was borderline unanimous. Even Houston wanted Bryce Young. They settled for C.J. Stroud, and now guys like Saquon Barkley are like, you know where I want to play? Houston. The reality is in that sport, it's simple. It's one position, one man, changes everything. That is not true in baseball. Even if Marcelo Mayer is as good as they used to tell us he was, because no one's telling us he's that good anymore. He's been passed up by others in the Roman Anthony and all these other guys are better than him. But even if he's as good as he was originally hyped to be, does he turn everything around like a quarterback will for the Patriots if they nail the number three pick?
The best argument you have resides with Nick Caserio in the Houston Texans with a great up-and-coming young defensive-minded coach that relates to players in D'Amico Ryan, and you have...
But I don't even care about that almost. But I think D'Amico Ryans is riding C.J. Stroud's coattails.
So now that we have the picture, we talked about that with Aaron Hernandez, just a quick thing on Robert Kraft. So the entirety of this year was Robert doesn't want to fire Bill in season because optics.
Yeah.
While they knew this thing was in the can.
But do you think they think it's a hit job?
Yes. They can't be that dumb.
I'm not sure.
And the thing is that...
It's not a lie if you believe it.
That we've had good callers today. I think Ken just picks the wrong ones. But Mike and Malden with... Not the content as much as the passion.
Sure.
And the way in which the cadence with his delivery, where people here did not have that feeling towards Robert Kraft. I assure you, Mike thought Robert was wrong, and I'm sure he disagrees with things going way back, right? But the boiling point was nowhere near being reached. What Robert Kraft has done in an attempt, I guess, to get people around the country to forgive the mistakes and put him in Canton has ostracized the people he relies upon the most at the end of what should be a life that people celebrate, whether it's philanthropically or on the field or whatever, keeping the team here. There shouldn't be that animus towards Robert Kraft, and it's yet another self-inflicted wound. It is so hard to win. We thought it was easy because we had great teams with great players at the right time together.
With a quarterback.
Right. With a quarterback, with Manny Ramirez, with David Ortiz, with Paul Pierce and KG and Allen, with Chara and Marchand and Bergeron and all these guys. It helps to have a goalie and Tim Thomas, too.
Mm-hmm.
But what these guys are doing are fixating on the things that we thought they never cared about. Not only instead of, but in priority ahead of making the decisions that will actually make fans happy.
So you think they've alienated Patriot fans?
Totally.
Now, have they garnered any respect or praise in non-Patriot fans?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't know, because I continue to struggle the way this was made and who was the target audience. I do feel like some Patriot fans have been alienated. I don't know what the number is. I don't know if it's a significant portion, but this does feel a little political, where like politicians generally stick to their base.
Right.
Whereas in this case, it's like, well, I'm trying to get more votes from the middle, and I just pissed off the base.
Right.
And was that a net loss?
This is the impact of Mitt Romney running for president and then going towards the base of Southern Christian evangelicals and losing everybody here.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. I'm obviously not.
Play the hits.
Following this
nationally. Stick to your base.
I would focus on the New England fans and less about Germany and the rest of the world.
Now, I would also argue all of this is also cleared up with a 10-1 start to next year.
Exactly.
Gone. Bye-bye. Dynasty? What dynasty? Bill? I don't even know who that is. Is he the guy that does the halftime show on Sunday Night Football? I forget that name.
But here's,
all of it.
But here's the issue.
And 1-10, the opposite is true.
Just strictly talking for myself, the way in which Elliot Wolf and maybe Mayo as well have discussed Bill without mentioning his name and changing everything he built here is adding a degree of difficulty to them, because people are going to be ready to rub their face in it, as opposed to saying, hey, if we can get to half the success that Bill Belichick was able to find, we will consider it an unbelievable turnaround.
Even if you don't believe it. I don't believe they've said anything that was false or wrong.
Exactly.
It just didn't need to be said.
Right.
And certainly didn't need to be said multiple times, which is some of those things have been said multiple times by multiple people.
We know that Bill didn't look good in the dress last year. You don't need to tell everybody. if you agree with Hart or me or disagree with Hart and me, I think the Sox are in a better spot. He's on the Patriots, 617-779-7937.
Hey, Sam, how are you? Good to see you again.
I got
to
tell you, those new balances were nice. And I will say
I'll take my Kraft Force Ones, please.
What has been the net outcome for you and your friends with this Patriots docuseries? What are they doing, and how has it hit you? All that coming your way on Ken and Curtis next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Is this a shot at Andy Hart? Son of a bitch.
Maybe.
Are you taking Fourier's side of the street where we height shame around here? I do one TV show with Phil Perry. He towers over me by maybe 8 inches.
Oh, don't act like you were bullying me on Thursday. This is my revenge.
Well,
ooh, I missed it. What happened?
I don't know. I don't remember. I bully him all the time. It's called the Six Rings Postgame Show.
You know, I have my shot now and again.
I lost interest in the football season very early on, so I had to turn to bullying Joe as part of my Sundays to keep myself entertained.
Hey, you know, whatever gets you through the day, that is, I think that is Blink 182.
That would be right.
Yes. They're going to be
that
playing
mean?
Them. Blink 182.
Yeah, what do you think that means? Can't be an area code. Is it like one of those police... Go 187 on a mother.
All right, let me see. Blink 182 meaning. The band has cited a variety of reasons. By the way,
if there's a variety, then there isn't a reason.
Can I tell you? I sound like an old head, but wasn't it fun back in the day when you and your buddies had a disagreement and there wasn't an answer like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, arguments that actually, and both of you could dig your heels in and not find the answer immediately and like, okay, I'm wrong, I'll walk away now.
Like, the worst thing that happened to old talk radio show hosts was the internet, because they could no longer, like, just keep, like, Dino or Francesa right. would just, like, drone on about things that were just factually inaccurate.
And especially us, even worse now with the text line, because if you say something that is factually inaccurate, boom, it pops in from the 508, the 617, 774, you're wrong, okay, I'm wrong, I get it, I'm wrong.
Right, and the guy that texts in every time.
Oh, the 413! Yeah. Andy Hart sucks. He sits to pee, which I've been told a lot of men do, actually, these days. It's an equal opportunity option when in the stall. I don't partake in it.
I'm sorry. So big news, Jeff Benedict, not today, but will be in studio 6:45 to 7:45 Wednesday morning. And he's putting in a rejoin request already, so I'm going to get back to him on that.
Blink 182, is he a big fan? He just heard that.
He is a huge Blink 182 guy. But
wait, he wants to come in at 6:45 in the morning?
Yeah, so he's going to be at Harvard at 8. And so
Wiggy,
I told him Wiggy's going to be at Harvard at 9, so it'll work out. So we were just discussing the Patriots and Red Sox, where they find themselves. Hart has more faith in the Patriots' ability to climb up off the mat. I say the Sox, we didn't even plan it.
And Mac in the car says, I'm crazy because the Patriots, who have $100 million to spend in the number three pick in the draft with three franchise quarterbacks available, have to live on a wing and a prayer. While as the Sox, they're perfectly set up. They got some great talent. They got young roster. They're apparently going to surprise everybody and go to the World Series this year.
Whereas Andy's saying something will happen as something that's never happened before will happen, whereas the Red Sox have done it three other times. But
what's never happened before?
The Patriots have won without Tom. Good morning, Nate. How are you?
Yes.
Good. How you doing, Curtis?
Awesome.
How you guys doing today?
Awesome. How are you?
Good. Hey,
good.
Very good. I hope your weekend's going well, even though the rain's coming. But looking at this whole thing, is Kraft kind of shooting himself in the foot with this documentary and with the media circus he did with Bill, and then now he's pulling back the comments from Mayo saying we're going to spend some cash? Because if he doesn't come out looking like he's going to spend and make big choices or big changes, the curtain from the Wizard of Oz has just been exposed. You know what I'm saying? Because he can't come out now and say, whoa, it was all Bill. Look at this. It was all Bill. No. I think with not spending, not retaining your guys, not making, you know, these moves that he should be making and get this team up and running again, it makes him look really, really bad.
Yeah, especially in light of the comments that for 30 years, every coach I've ever had has had everything he ever wanted and needed. And then you have a coach that comes out and says, we're going to burn some cash. And then shortly thereafter says, I misspoke and we're not going to burn some cash.
Yeah. So looking at that, is Kraft kind of middling already before even the draft and the free agency period starts here, where, you know, is he showing himself right now what he truly is by pulling back on Mayo? Because he's a corporate guy, is what Mayo's looking at, a business guy. Is he already middling and getting into the middle of this? And if he is, that's a bad look.
Yeah, I mean, it is the Karen Grigian story from this week where she spoke with Mayo and he said that something to the effect of he walked it back. I don't know the exact.
Yeah, he misspoke.
That he misspoke.
He didn't say it artfully, is the way the Red Sox would put it.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, just put it out there. I mean, these all guys seem to misspeak when I ask them a question. But Gerard Mayo is maybe showing some people why Bill Belichick was the cantankerous a-hole he was. That you can't put stuff back in a tube no matter what you say, which is why I don't know why people attempt to do it. Like, full throttle is out there. You can't unsay
right.
it. It happened. You can say, you know, the environment changed, the plans of John Henry shifted, he realized that this Saudi Golf League merger thing needed another 50 million. I don't know, life happens, and more life happens in John Henry's world than mine. So there could be any number of reasons why the Red Sox didn't invest in this year's team. But it's not because full throttle didn't mean full throttle. It's that Tom Warner wanted there to be buzz, and he wanted, you know, to put maybe pressure on Henry, who knows? But he said it, and it meant what we all thought it meant.
Mm-hmm.
And what the dynasty, I'm going to get to Danny here, but what the dynasty really showed me as someone who listens and has been a part of sports talk radio my whole life, everything we talk about, it's pretty on point.
100%.
No matter what fans say, oh, media creation, you guys are blowing things out of proportion. You know what? If anything, we undersell.
We're always right. We are always right. And I've learned that multiple ways. These documentaries generally were right. the off-the-record conversations you get to have with people were generally right. And the players that then go into the media, so then you start talking to them once they're in the media, were always right. They change their entire tune when they're looking at it in a free way as media analysts. So, yes, that is the biggest takeaway. You're right. And now the trolls, whatever, oh, you guys, oh, sure, you're always... No. More often than not, we're right.
My favorite was the people who would still say that Malcolm Butler had a concussion or Malcolm Butler had... Like, do you not realize that if it was... Going back to the Wizard of Lies, the FBI arrives at Madoff's penthouse. And in the Wizard of Lies, it's the guy who was in... one of the guys from Billions. And he looks at him and he's like, Dollar Bill. And he looks at him and he says, is there an honest explanation? You know, is there something that are we wrong? You know, can you show me? And he says no. And then he's arrested. Like, if there is not an honest explanation, and this is what you said, and it's okay, but you got to live with it. I'm going to have to live with this decision.
Let's go.
Good morning, Danny. How are you, my friend?
Well, Curtis, I like to take some credit for that contribution to the Jamaican population to listening to EEI.
Oh, that's right. You were there. That's funny. Yeah.
Well, no, I've been going there since 1974, and I remember you guys started in the early 90s, right, EEI?
Yes.
Okay. I had people streaming because as soon as you could stream radio shows, because I went down there, I had real estate and travel and tourism. I was involved heavily in business. Anyway, I had people listening to, because Jamaican people, music, the production industry, music and sports, their own sports, cricket and soccer, they are so passionate. They're as passionate about their sports and production as, you know, we are up here. So anyway, I had people listening to EEI way back in the day, in the mid-90s, you know. But anyway, so... and Andy, not everybody who lives in Jamaica or Jamaican citizens get high. I heard that comment earlier.
It was a joke.
Are you
Danny?
Really being serious, Danny? Come on, laugh a little.
Well, they take exception to it. It's stereotypical. 2% of the population smoke weed because of the Rastafarian movement that started in Jamaica.
2% of the population? I think more than 2% of the population of Massachusetts smokes weed.
Well, that's the United States. You know,
so less people in Jamaica smoke weed than in Massachusetts.
Yeah, the people take it is. It's 98% Christian population. They take umbrage when
smoke weed.
I'm sorry.
Christians don't smoke
Andy.
Weed.
You're
generalizing more than I generalized.
I've been going there since 1974. It pisses the Jamaican people off that they're associated with getting high. That's such a friggin' bigoted, ignorant comment.
Well,
you
just said Christians don't smoke weed.
It really is.
You just said Christians don't smoke weed. You can keep saying really is and don't answer the part of it where I said you just said Christians don't smoke weed.
I didn't say that.
Oh, then what was the point?
Christians don't smoke weed.
Oh, now Jamaican Christians don't smoke weed.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Their view of
you've asked all of them.
There are different than here.
We've
lost our soul here in the United States. Completely different.
Wait, people who smoke weed lost their soul? You say a lot of things in very quick words.
Anyway, so another stupid thing you said.
Now I'm saying stupid things. You're an expert in that area, so I better take it. Mona Lisa Vito and stupid Danny on the line.
Yeah, another stupid thing you said, Andy, is that you said Brady was a golden boy when he came out of Michigan.
No, I said he was the golden boy coming out of high school.
He wasn't. He got passed over and stomped on by all five.
He was a scholarship quarterback at Michigan who had been drafted by the Montreal Expos.
Drew Henson.
Oh, the tough times. Oh, the whoa. Whoa is he. He had a personal throwing coach in middle school.
He got stomped on by his own in Michigan.
He rewrote the record books in bowl games at Michigan.
Drew Bledsoe was the prima donna here. And he had to fight and scratch for everything. That's why anytime he got a fire lit under his ass, that's when he performed. And he got a fire lit under his ass in Michigan because Drew Henson was the golden boy.
Because they made him compete.
He was the guy that got drafted by the Yankees.
Right.
He was the golden boy.
Oh, wait. Whoa. Stop yelling, Danny, for a second.
His Michigan hated
stop.
Him. The fan base hated him.
Stop yelling.
Right.
You're so annoying. Just have a conversation about sports.
Andy,
because
stop
you
projecting.
Think
you're the most annoying
you think that because he was drafted by the Yankees. Wait, so
you're
drafted by the
a-hole.
Yankees, golden boy,
you are
drafted
a
by the
ex. Sometimes,
ooh, he called me an a-hole. Stupid a-hole from Danny.
Yeah,
that resonates.
You are.
How's your calendar? You still giving those out? Autographed calendars?
It's about time.
Curtis, you know Danny gives out autographs.
I get one every year.
I've never gotten one. It's because I'm a stupid a-hole.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like giggles.
All right, Danny. Where are you on the question of the day? That's what we've been talking about. Where are you?
No, you talked about that earlier. I'm surprised, Curtis, you're not chiming in on this conversation.
I'm Googling Brady's history as much as I do.
Yeah, he knows he was a scholarship quarterback at Michigan, drafted by the Expos.
Danny, I don't want to.
He was passed over here in New England, and all the Bledsoe suck-ups, all of a sudden, they disappeared. They were all Brady people. That's another rewriting history.
Danny, everybody was a
Brady fan over Bledsoe. Everybody wanted Brady. That's another stupid myth.
Yeah, it's not true. Fans were chanting for Drew.
I don't need the documentary.
I know you don't. You don't like facts.
I wouldn't pay a dime to watch that. I wouldn't. And I'll tell you, here's another prediction, Curtis. Kraft will spend money just to make Bill Belichick look bad, saying it was Belichick that was the cheap ass all the time, not me. He'll do it for the optics, because that's what Bob Kraft is. He's a friggin' all he likes is the media optics to be on his.
All right, Danny, we're up against it. I'm not going to jump in if I
Danny.
Had similar points, but Danny from Quincy, that was actually the first time I've been like watching a Danny. Usually I'm on the receiving end of that, so.
I just love the fact
that.
Yeah,
Ken never really fights back when Danny's going after him.
If you are a quarterback on scholarship at Michigan drafted by the Yankees, you're a golden boy. If you're a scholarship quarterback at Michigan drafted by the Expos, you pull your bootstraps on, your blue collar, and come from nowhere, baby.
But I believe Drew Henson was the first pick in the draft.
No, but it's the same issue.
But these are
some of the greatest athletes in the country, just like what's his name? Todd Helton. He's a great baseball player, and he would have been the quarterback at Tennessee. And Joe Mauer was a great catcher and would have been the quarterback at Minnesota. Golden boy athletes.
But my point is that almost all professional athletes could probably do something in another professional league. Like, they are at the top 1% of 1%.
You want to tell me Julian Edelman came from nowhere? Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Andy, star? In the history of college football, how many quarterbacks that share playing time as a drop back passer get drafted and play in the NFL?
I have no idea.
I mean, that don't start and play every game, and it's not injury related.
I have no idea. Florida did it for multiple coaches.
Okay.
Urban Meyer did it, and Steve Spurrier was viewed to be
a guy that couldn't play quarterback in the NFL, right?
I don't know. He was drafted in the first round by Josh McDaniels.
Right. My point is that he's a different style quarterback. They had two quarterbacks.
Leake was there.
Right.
And the golden boy came in.
My point is simple. Quarterbacks that are drop back passers, that are the primary quarterback, that do not complete every game on purpose, are almost, I don't know if there's another example. So if you're Tom Brady and you're every second quarter, you're out of the game and you have to fight to see who starts the second half, that is not a guy that's the coronated one. That's what the golden boy connotation is.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I just can't possibly agree with that idea that a scholarship, he wasn't a walk-on at Michigan. He didn't like work his way. He's a scholarship quarterback who was also drafted in Major League Baseball. And yet we fall in line with this narrative that he came from nowhere.
Because
he's the ultimate underdog.
I will say this. Danny is right. Drew Henson was the golden boy. Mr. Football in Michigan, drafted by the Yankees. He was the first pick in the draft. Tom Brady was a guy that was, the 16th round for the
Yeah, whatever.
Round. Anyway, I think we got a lot accomplished in that segment.
I don't think we did. And I think we did a lot of generalizing about weed smoking, Jamaicans, Christians, Massachusetts residents, the whole thing.
I just can't go down the...
love Danny. Even though he hates me and called me a stupid a-hole. I thought that was kind of personal.
I did feed him that line. 617-779-7937. About an hour to go here on a Kenless Ken and Curtis.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.